Chapter 1.
No witchy magic,
said Dad, wagging his finger at me. It was Saturday morning, and we were all in the dining room together having breakfast. Me, my mum, my dad, and my brother, Wilbur.
Remember, said Dad, this is a fairy celebration, the most important one in the whole year, and I don't want to see any of your witchy things at the Midsummer Dance tonight. No cauldrons, no potion bottles, no pointy witch or wizard hats.
No cauldrons? I gasped. But I always take my travelling potion kit with me wherever I go.
I know, said Dad, and it always seems to cause a lot of mischief.
Mischief? I said, trying to look surprised.
Yes, said Dad, and I don't want any naughtiness at the Midsummer's Ball this year. You must embrace your fairy side for the night. Why don't you dust off your fairy wand? I never see you using it. That's because it's rubbish, I complained. It only does boring magic.
Dad raised his eyebrows at me, and his fairy wings fluttered in annoyance. I had almost said good magic, but stopped myself just in time.
Dad's right, chipped in Mum. You and Wilbur must embrace your fairy side for the night.
She smiled at us with her dark purple lips. You're both half fairy, after all. Wilbur sighed. He hates being reminded that he's half fairy. He finds it embarrassing and would prefer to be full wizard. I don't mind so much. It can be useful for getting out of trouble. People never expect fairies to be naughty.
We will all do our best to be as fairy as possible for Dad, said Mum.
And I stared at her in surprise. Mum is a full-blown witch, and I could never imagine her trying to be fairy. She loves whisking around on her broomstick and cackling and making potions. Sometimes she can even be quite mischievous too.
That's settled then, said Dad.
He took a sip of his flower nectar tea and looked at us all happily over the rim of the mug. Mum crunched down on her spider-sprinkled toast.
I looked back at them and thought about how happy it would make Dad if Wilbur, Mum and I embraced our fairy sides for the night. I decided that I would try my absolute best to be good. No potions, no cauldrons, and no pointed hats.